At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I spent some time on Netflix over the weekend. I watched the new season of Quarterback, which I'm a big fan of.
I was on Netflix and watched a movie called Brick from 2005, and it was all in German. But it was really, really, really good.
You guys watched the weirdest stuff.
I thought it was intriguing. And then we realized it was all in German, and my husband Kurt said, you know what, let's just give it a minute. And I think it was better because you had to really focus.
We're on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Producer Jessica, while on vacation, was at Netflix.
Who the heck goes to Netflix?
I wasn't even aware there was a official Netflix. I mean, I
Me
suppose
either.
There's got to be a headquarters somewhere. I know. So, sure, you're actually what?
I went to Netflix.
Like, welcome to Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah. I was meeting friends on Saturday on my way back home from my mom's house and to San Diego. And I said, hey, let's do lunch. And he's like, well, I'm supposed to go to this screening at Netflix. Do you want to come with me to that? And then we can go get some food and whatever. And I was like, okay, I'll go to Netflix. That's fine.
Sure.
And so, yeah,
I went to Netflix. Where is Netflix? Like,
Hollywood.
Around
like,
LA? Okay.
Right in the middle of Hollywood. It's so funny because these are the streets that I used to roam. Like, my gym was one of the gyms I went to was across the street from where these Netflix offices are.
Okay.
And so it was so weird to see how everything had changed so much. But yeah, so I went to Netflix and it was their Tudum Theater, is what they call it.
Oh, because, like, their sound.
So yeah, that's, please. They call it the Tudum Theater.
Oh, that's
please
funny.
Tell me you saw a screening of Happy Gilmore 2.
No. Oh. No, actually, I went to go see, there's this movie that has gone viral over the last week and a half that is on Netflix. It's called K-Pop Demon Hunters.
Okay. So is it like a scary movie?
It was animated. So, but it's exactly what the title is. It is K-pop bands that are also demon hunters. And it's adorable. If you are into that kind of stuff, your kids might be into it. I don't think we're the target market for it, but it's really, really good. And the music in it is really, really good. And it's gone super viral. So Netflix did this screening and invited a bunch of people, including my friend, who invited me. And it was really, really fun. Their theater is gorgeous they have there.
I would hope so.
That's where they do all their big premieres and stuff, is at this theater.
That's not their theater. That's our theater. That's what our dues are paying for.
Right? Oh, that's true.
You guys, other than that, it was just offices, buildings. I mean, it was a pretty office building, but it was all offices. And I'm like, you can't even dress your security guards up like the Squid Game guys. Like, what's going on? Like, you can't do anything.
You think they would pretty it up a bit. Hey, does Netflix have their own studios, too?
Yes.
But that's not where you were.
No, that's in another building. I really wish I had more to tell you guys, like, how cool it was. But, it was a nice office building.
Oh.
But it was just an office.
So the theater that you watched in, did they have concessions?
No. Well, they had some people handing out popcorn and cans of water.
Water?
Yeah.
Aww.
In a can.
Aww. What are we paying a month now for Netflix? Like $18?
It depends on
water?
I would have taken a can of wine. That would have been fun.
Sure.
I mean, it was a kid's movie, so fine. But
that's what I would need to get through it, probably.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
It's like the music from it is streaming. The top 10 like streaming songs right now on Spotify are the Justin Bieber's new album and songs from this movie.
Okay, interesting.
It's really it's really cute and it's really good and it's gone viral.
Okay. Well, we just need to encourage Netflix, if they're going to have that theater like that, they should have concessions.
Just one security guard in a Squid Game, outfit. Like, why not?
Sure.
Have the kids from Stranger Things sell concessions.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's what I'm saying. 11. Extra butter, please. Well, moving on. We are a week ahead of Comic-Con, and for the first time, I mean, if you have to make a Comic-Con Mount Rushmore, this guy's got to be on it, correct? Agreed?
Mm-hmm. I would think so.
Who is that, and who's coming to Comic-Con for the first time ever? You're going to be as shocked as we were. It's coming up next with John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. A long time ago in the galaxy, pretty much right down the street. I don't care how many times I hear that music. It always gives me chills.
Mm-hmm.
So this is enough to blow any Comic-Con nerd's mind.
even if you're not a Comic-Con nerd.
George Lucas, Star Wars creator, Indiana Jones creator, has never, ever been to Comic-Con.
That blows my mind. I mean, he is Comic-Con, right?
And that changes this year as the King of the Nerds is finally coming to Comic-Con. And I say that with all love and respect because the King of the Nerds is also a billionaire who's built himself a pretty cool empire.
And yeah, incredibly, incredibly talented too.
In all the years, in all the Star Wars panels and premieres and dudes dressed up as Chewbacca and gals dressed up as Princess Leia, how has George Lucas never been here? Now, there is good news, and that is that George Lucas is coming to Comic-Con. All hail.
Which means that that's going to be the busiest, most packed time ever.
Well, it's Sunday in Hall H. That's where you would expect it to be. And people, I'm sure, will give George the proper respect he deserves, which means bowing, genuflecting, whatever it takes. Here's the not-so-great news. He's not there to talk about a movie or show off a lightsaber or talk about how all these ideas came to him. He's here as part of a panel to discuss the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art.
Okay, so I'm going to ask producer Jessica a question because, John, I know that you're a Star Wars fanatic, but producer...
I'm not a fanatic. I'm a fan. I'm not a fanatic.
Okay. Producer Jessica is definitely the Star Wars nerd here. How do you feel about this is the George Lucas thing that he's going to talk about?
I'm just glad he's finally coming. I was shocked like John was that he has never been here. I mean, look, by the time Disney took over Star Wars stuff, that's when Comic-Con really was a big thing. Mm-hmm. And so he wasn't involved at all in any of those projects. So obviously that's why he wouldn't come. But I'm surprised he didn't come before for like the
when
prequels
it was just little nerd convention.
Yeah, I know Star Wars came to like one of the first ones, but it wasn't him that came. Mm-hmm.
The guy who's in charge of Comic-Con said that all those years ago, what basically the Star Wars exhibit consisted of was a booth, a table, and a Star Wars poster.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And I mean, look what it is now. I can't wait to see like all the Star Wars nerds are going to show up, dressed up, ready to get their Star Wars itch really scratched from the guy who started it all. And instead, they're talking about a museum. I bet it's a fabulous museum. I just feel bad for, like, you know, Carl and Mira Mesa, who's like, pardon me, Lord.
Lord.
Yes, Carl, go ahead. The name of the Sith Lord who briefly appears in Phantom Menace via hologram. Is that Darth Sidious, Darth Maul, or Darth Tyrannus?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You pulled out some names there. I'm so impressed.
That's what Google's for. And, anyway, Comic-Con just got spicier.
Did it?
I've seen a rendering of the museum. It's very... Museum-like. It's, you know, it'll be very cool. And Star Wars nerds will geek out, that's for sure.
Make some memories for the good Lord calls you home. There's a lot of things in life worth letting go. The ones that mean the most you gotta hold.
That was Michael Ray making a surprise for some appearance at a sad yet very beautiful afternoon in La Mesa yesterday.
The Jeffrey Brady fundraiser was held at Curbside Eatery in La Mesa, and it was so full of, I want to say love, because the whole community was there for his twin brother, Greg, and the family of Jeffrey, who tragically recently lost his life saving two young boys from drowning at the river. And John and I were so honored to be able to attend this event and be a part of it.
Tammy is right as far as just seeing how many people showed up to remember Jeff Brady, but to support his brother Greg. And this family's going to need a lot of support. Jeff had recently started a new chapter of his life, moving to Yuma just a couple months ago to help care for his blind father. He had his girlfriend with him, and that was going to be their new life. She actually quit her job to be a full-time caregiver for Jeff's father, who's 84 years old. And her nephews were the ones that Jeff saved. So now Greg, his twin brother, not only dealing with the loss of his twin, but has now the burden of taking care of his own family and the family that Jeff left behind. And that includes a blind father. So a lot of funds need to be raised for this family. And Greg, and we heard this a ton yesterday, would never ask for the help, but that doesn't matter. That's what we were there for yesterday, and that's why the GoFundMe page is around right now. GoFundMe, honoring a hero in memory of Jeff Brady, is the GoFundMe page. Everybody that was there yesterday at the benefit memorial, while choking back tears and laughing and smiling with, you know, great memories, said that everybody that heard that that's how he passed away wasn't surprised at all. That he saw two people that needed help, sprung right into action without even thinking. Two kids are alive today because of that hero. Incidentally, as I mentioned, those two boys were his girlfriend's nephews. They're going to need help. They're going to need therapy. They're going to need support. And that's what it was all about. Community showing up at Curbside Eatery. Place was packed. Food was great. They gave 15% of the entire day to the family. They had a killer silent auction with tons of cool sports memorabilia, including a lot of Padres stuff. Man, I wanted those autographed Manny Machado cleats so badly. I was hovering.
Yes.
I was hovering, but it was a little bit outside my price range when it was all said and done.
It was so great to see the love there, you know, to see the love that everyone had, not just for Jeff, but for the entire family and the friends and the friendships that have been made over the years. And we didn't realize that Michael Ray had become good friends with these guys.
Really good friends.
Yeah.
Enough that he drove down with his girlfriend, one Audrina Patridge from the Hills. They came down and he performed. It's so funny because my girlfriend and I were walking up to the curbside and she goes, "Is that Michael Ray?" And I looked over and I saw this guy that was clearly too good looking to be a normal person. Am I wrong? And I'm like, I think it is Mike.
Yeah.
Like, what's Michael Ray doing here? Sure enough, he's a friend. And he was just as sad as everybody else. Just another mourning friend. It was so sad, but it was also, as Tammy and I have mentioned, it was so beautiful to see the love and what this, the impact that this man and his family have made.
You can read the entire story all about Jeff and who he was as a wonderful hero human being and make your donation if you'd like to their GoFundMe. It's on John and Tammy's Facebook page.
San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Alpine. Say good morning to Natalie. Hi, Natalie.
Hello.
Hey, Natalie, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Bye, Tammy.
All right, good luck, Natalie.
Natalie, I got five pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. I also want to remind you, Natalie, all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Happy birthday to Tom Kenny, who's better known as the voice of a cartoon character who lives in a pineapple under the sea. Who is that? A chihuahua was accompanying its owner on a hike on a Swiss glacier. When the owner fell into a crevasse, the chihuahua waited outside the hole, which led an air rescue team to the owner's exact location. What was the Reese Witherspoon movie where Reese's character had a chihuahua named Bruiser?
Legally Blonde.
The new Superman movie smashed expectations over the weekend. According to the story, what planet is Superman from?
I hate those movies. I have no clue.
Larry David will star in a new HBO sketch comedy series about American history. Larry was the star of this HBO comedy for 12 seasons. What is it?
Larry David. Oh, my gosh. I used to watch it all the time. I have no clue.
Okay, and finally, Ken Jeong had a birthday yesterday. He's best known for playing this gangster in the Hangover movies. What was his character's name?
In the Hangover. No.
Let's get Tam back in.
Too early.
Natalie, how was your weekend? What'd you do? Something cool?
It was great. I went down to the bay with everyone and their mother.
Yeah. The water was very, very popular this weekend.
It was bad.
Bad as far as bad or bad as far as good?
Bad as it took an hour to find a parking spot.
Yep. Yeah. That's bad. All right, Tam, Natalie did 2 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Happy birthday to Tom Kenny, who's better known as the voice of a cartoon character who lives in a pineapple under the sea. Who is that?
SpongeBob.
That is correct.
Did you see the photograph that went viral on social media about the diver who found an actual Patrick and SpongeBob? There was a little pink star and a yellowish green sponge right next to each other. It was pretty cool.
Oh, you mean like
in real life?
You mean nature?
Yes.
Oh, I thought someone tossed their action figures into the ocean. Oh, great. So he found garbage.
No.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
All right. Well, it's 1-1. A Chihuahua was accompanying its owner on a hike on a Swiss glacier when the owner fell into a crevasse. The Chihuahua, well, one in Switzerland, I guess. The Chihuahua waited outside the hole, which led an air rescue team to the owner's exact location. Chihuahua saved his owner's life. What was the Reese Witherspoon movie where Reese's character had a Chihuahua named Bruiser?
That was Legally Blonde.
That is right. So I did some research on the dog that played Legally Blonde's Bruiser.
Uh-huh.
He's passed away, unfortunately. He also played Bruiser in the sequel. The dog that was in the Taco Bell commercials.
Okay.
You okay on Taco Bell? Played Bruiser's mother in the Legally Blonde sequel.
Funny.
Oh, anyway.
Nepotism.
At its best. 2-2. The new Superman movie smashed expectations over the weekend. According to the story, what planet is Superman from?
Krypton.
Krypton. Natalie did not know. She hates those movies. Be quiet, John. 3-2 Tammy. Larry David will star in a new HBO sketch comedy series about American history. Larry was the star of this HBO comedy for 12 seasons. What was it?
It's Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That is right. Natalie could not remember. 4-2 Tam. And finally, Ken Jeong had a birthday yesterday. He's best known for playing this gangster in the Hangover movies. What was his character's name?
Chow?
Mr. Chow. All right, so today we finish with a score of 5 for Tammy, 2 for Natalie. That means no moolah from Tam for you today, Natalie, but we still have a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to join us for Dylan Marlowe July 24th at the River at Sequan Casino Resort.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Natalie. Have a wonderful day. Before you leave, unfortunately, I need you to just say this for me.
Hi, I'm Natalie from Alpine, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
What else can we be forgetting?
Have you ever accidentally left somebody behind or been left behind yourself on a vacation or a road trip? Maybe by now you've heard the story of a guy in France who, you can't even say he's in the doghouse with his wife. He'll be lucky for a long time to actually be in the same house as his wife after what he accidentally did while on vacation.
It's one thing to drive away and forget someone. It happens, and maybe you've experienced it. 833-287-1037. Feel free to share. But when you're on vacation and you're driving through France and you realize your wife hasn't been with you for 200 miles.
This is, the first thing I thought was, sure, it was an accident. So here's the backstory. They had a very long drive, about 27 hours, and they left at night to beat traffic, something we can all relate to.
Mm-hmm.
They made several stops during the first part of the trek, and about 4:30 in the morning, he stopped in to fuel up. That's where he left his wife and didn't realize for 186 miles. Now, his daughter was with them. She was sleeping. It was 4:30 in the morning. She was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
It's assumed that his wife was sleeping as well. And when he was out pumping gas, she slipped out to use the restroom or just stretch her legs. It's a long road trip. She sat there for 4 hours. Waiting for him to come back. They tracked her cell phone. The cops finally had to get involved because the guy was freaking out. It's his wife, and he didn't do it on purpose. It was a complete accident, although the cops had to question him for a while.
Sure, they did.
To make sure there was no foul play. I don't know why they couldn't just call her phone.
Yeah, because
they found her tracking her phone. But either way, she's fine. I'm not sure he's going to be fine for quite a long time.
Well, here's the thing. He didn't know where she had gotten out because they had made several stops. So it's like, where did she leave the vehicle?
And because it was 4:30 in the morning, the poor guy didn't even remember the town or the gas station. Mm-hmm. He was really kind of just shooting darts with a blindfold on. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, everything's fine as far as the wife's safety.
Yes.
And their vacation was able to continue after a couple hours of pretty intense questioning, I imagine, from the cops. But how's his home life going to be when he gets back? Now, she's got ammunition for life.
Oh, sure.
Oh, really, Mr. Leave Me Behind for 200 miles?
In France.
Oh, really? Don't notice I'm not there for 4 hours.
So I can relate. During my first marriage, my husband and I used to ride motorcycles a lot on the weekends, long trips all around Wisconsin. And there was a whole group of us. Who had gone, we did what's called a poker run. Many of you know what those are. And you go from establishment to establishment, grabbing cards, and whoever's got the best poker hand at the end wins. We were at this one little place called Springfield Corners. There's a bar, there's a gas station, and about 20 homes, and a big farm. That's about it. So we're getting ready to leave. All the bikes. There's probably, I would say, at least 50 of us, right? So it's loud, right? And I get on the back of the bike and I went, oh man, you know what? I'm going to go use the restroom quick before we take off because the next stop is a long ways away. So I jumped off the bike. I went and used the restroom. I come back out and everyone's gone. Everyone. There's no one in the parking lot. I'm like, what?
No, I think that's even worse because your husband ditched you. I'm sorry, forgot you. But you were on the back of his bike. How did he not know that you were not there? I mean, you're a tiny thing. Maybe that was why.
Yeah, I was really tiny back then. I don't know. I'm standing there thinking about what do I do? Didn't have cell phones at the time.
How long?
I would say it was probably a good 10 minutes. Then all of a sudden, I hear two motorcycles coming. And it's my husband and his best friend. And they're coming up.
You got to come with me, man. Don't let me do this by myself.
So upset because when he realized I wasn't on the bike, he thought I fell off.
Oh, geez.
And he didn't know.
Oh, I never thought
about
that.
So he was in panic mode. And I was livid. Like, how did you not know? I guess with all of those motorcycles revving up, all these Harley Davidsons revving up at the same time, you know, and you're moving around and people are talking and blah, blah. When I got, he didn't hear me say, I'm going to run in and use the bathroom is what happened. But man, I was freaked out for a little bit. Like, okay.
All those road trips my family took where I had to sit in the way, way back of the station wagon. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many times my dad tried to ditch me at a gas station.
Oh my God.
833-287-1037. I mean, this is a very select group, but have you ever been forgotten? Have you ever been left behind by quote unquote accident?
Or did you accidentally leave someone behind?
833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. A guy in Europe is in hot water with his wife. I don't really see why.
Oh,
he just forgot her for almost 200 miles on a family road trip in the middle of the night at a gas station.
Yeah, didn't know she wasn't in the car. 833-287-1037. Did you get left behind or did you leave someone else behind? Lane is in Poway. Lane, did you get left or were you the leaver?
I got left.
Okay, share the story.
So I was a kid, probably around 10, 11 years old. And we used to go, you know, roping, it's team roping. So we, as a kid, we used to go to our friend's house to go roping. So it's like late at night, and we just got done roping. We're all going to go out to dinner. So my sister told me, hey, go sit in the truck while we go get loaded up, and we'll head to the Richie's Diner. I got it, cool. So it's like 20 minutes goes by, and there's no one around the horse trailer anymore. Everyone's gone. And I'm like, as a kid, like, you're scared, right?
Yeah.
So I go to our friend's house because his wife lives there. She's out of town at a horse thing, and I'm all left alone. My dad left his cell phone in the truck, and this is back in the day where flip phones were just starting to come out.
Okay.
So I tried calling my mom because she was in town,
and
Mommy, we lived in the mountains with no service.
Oh, no.
She didn't answer. I called the house phone. No one answered. So I'm walking around, you know, hysterical. I got left behind. About 15, 20 minutes later, my dad comes back in our friend's truck to come pick me up. He forgot me at the roping.
Lane, at this point, were you doing one of those, I thought you were never coming back?
Well, of course, because a 10-year-old kid, he just got left behind.
That story gave me anxiety, bro. My parents left me behind for about, 20, 25 minutes. It seemed like 20 years at Disney World when I was 9 years old. I stepped behind. I lagged behind as we were walking out of that dopey Hall of Presidents, whatever that is. And I don't know, I tied my shoe or something. I look up, everybody's gone. I was so scared to this day. I have nightmares about that afternoon, bro.
Oh, man. Yeah, unfortunately, it wasn't the first time my dad left one of his kids at a roping before, so he left my sister and her friend there at one, too.
Oh, that's
wow.
Thanks for sharing that, Lane. We appreciate it. Heather is in La Mesa. Heather, did you get left or did you leave someone?
I got left. I was probably 6 years old. And we were going to Disneyland for the weekend, my parents and my sister and not me. and we had like a converted garage. So the car was parked up kind of near the window. And I noticed nobody was in the house. And so I ran to the window, and I don't know why I didn't run to the door. I was six and didn't use my head. I'm banging on the window, and my mom just happened to look up, and it was like out of a movie. Like, my dad looks up, my mom looks up. They look in the back seat like there's a doppelganger in the house. And, and then they came in. I was hysterical.
I bet. They were like, wait a minute, she's in the car. No, she's not.
Wow.
That's great.
Now, who got blamed?
Probably my sister.
Well, you know, when in doubt, blame the sister. I'm all for that. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
To right field, struck pretty well. Castellanos back at the warning track. The wall, it is gone! Manny Machado, opposite field with his 17th home run of the year. There's some insurance. Padres take a 4-2 lead.
Don Orsillo from Padres TV. Overall, a pretty satisfying weekend at Petco Park as the Padres beat the Phillies 2 out of 3 games.
The best part of that home run from Manny Machado on Friday's game was the young man who was in the stands and caught that home run ball.
It was a great catch.
It was awesome.
He had a glove. He was ready to rock. He was in the perfect position. Had to stretch. I mean, Manny himself will be proud.
Yes, and we're trying to get a hold of his mom because we'd like to talk about what that meant to that young boy. I mean, I can't even imagine. That's something he'll never forget.
Not at all.
Stretching and making it. So cool.
I'll never forget the only time I ever caught a foul ball. I have it in a little glass case. My dork shelf.
Mm-hmm.
On the ball, I wrote the date, the team we were playing against, the Giants.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I didn't write down was whose ball it was.
Oh.
Like, dope. Who cares about everything else?
Yeah.
But this kid caught a Manny freaking Machado home run ball. That's so much cooler.
We shared it on our Instagram stories over the weekend. And you know what? I'm gonna pull it back up and reshare it so you guys can see it because it's just too good. Especially the message from his mom, which says, "Thank you, Manny, for giving my son such an incredible core memory. Santiago will never forget catching your 100th home run at Petco Park."
Santiago. Yeah, man. It was also his 100th at Petco. That is so freaking cool. Good for him. Good for Santiago. What a great name.
Yeah.
God, I love baseball. By the way, it's the All-Star break now, and the Padres are playing good baseball going to the All-Star break. Jackson looks like he got off his schneid. Taddy's dad came to town last week to take him out to dinner and teach him how to hit again, and he's doing that now, and Manny's just being Manny. We got 4 Padres in the All-Star game tomorrow. Home run derby tonight. Yeah, good time to be a baseball fan. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of geeking out over here, aren't I?
I can tell.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood. Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Steven's in Spring Valley. What's up, Steven?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going real well. Appreciate you asking. Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you do me a favor and get out of here, please?
You bet. Good luck.
Steven, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store. Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Steven, also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
A list of celebrities who did background work before making it big includes Elijah Wood, who played a kid playing a video game in the sequel to Back to the Future. What was that sequel called?
Back to the Future? I don't know.
The 1978 Superman tops a list of the best superhero movies of all time. It's followed by The Dark Knight and Captain America, The Winter Soldier. Who is the superhero in The Dark Knight?
Batman.
Larry David will star in a new HBO sketch comedy series about American history. Larry starred in HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm. Who did he play on that show?
I don't know.
It was National French Fry Day over the weekend, so let's play the high-low game. The average American eats 15 pounds of French fries a year. Is that too high or too low?
Too low.
Man, not even a hesitation. And finally, Topher Grace turned 47 over the weekend. He's best known for playing Eric Who on that 70s show?
Eric. Oh, I don't know. I don't got it.
All right, Steve, let's get 10 back in. Steve, what you got going on today, pal?
Nothing. Probably a little work a little later, and that's about it. I'm a chef in San Diego.
Dude. What restaurant?
Yeah.
Lionfish. It's inside the Pendry Hotel.
Oh, nice. Oh, I've been there. Yeah. I've totally been there.
Calm down, John. Jeez.
Dude, I love your food. Congratulate. Are you an executive chef, a sous chef? What do you do there?
I'm the exec chef of Lionfish, yeah.
Nice. We have an executive chef who listens to our show.
Man.
You make us feel smarter.
Steven, I don't want to freak you out, pal. When people see famous people, that's how I get when I talk to chefs. I think you guys are rock stars, so that's really cool.
I appreciate it. Come see me.
I totally will. Next time my girlfriend and I are at the Pendry.
Hi, I'm John.
Oh, best believe I'm doing it. All right, Steven did 2 out of 5.
Okay, Steven, when that happens, you have to let me know.
Okay.
Leave me alone.
For sure, coming in. Let me know.
You'll act like I do when I meet Keith Urban.
Not weird at all for Steven. Okay, a list of celebrities who did background work before making it big include Elijah Wood, who played a kid in playing a video game in the sequel to Back to the Future. What was that sequel called?
Back to the Future 2?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty standard. 1-0, though. Steven couldn't come up with it. The 1978 Superman tops a list of the best superhero movies of all time. It's followed by The Dark Knight and Captain America, The Winter Soldier. Who is the superhero in The Dark Knight?
The superhero is Batman.
Yes, it is. It's 2-1. Steven knew that. Larry David will star in a new HBO sketch comedy series about American history. Larry starred in HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm. Who do you play on that show?
Is his name Larry?
I'll take that. He played himself.
Okay.
Larry David, creator of Seinfeld. It's 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, was National... this is why Steven answered so quickly. Now I know. Now it makes sense, bro. It was National French Fry Day over the weekend, so let's play the high-low game. Mm-hmm. The average American eats 15 pounds of French fries a year. Too high or too low?
I'm going to say that's too low.
Steven didn't even hesitate. He said, well, too low, bro. 17 pounds on average. And that's just average. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Topher Grace turned 47 over the weekend. He's best known for playing Eric Who on That 70s Show.
Oh, what is their last name? Oh, my gosh.
It is Foreman. Steven couldn't remember either. 4-2, a final score today. Steven, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we have a great prize for you.
John, calm down. But Steven's going to be joining us at the River Concert Series with Dylan Marlowe July 24th at Saquon Casino Resort.
Can you make that work, Chef?
Make it work.
Oh, this is awesome. I mean, cool. See you there, bro.
See you there, man. Thank you so much.
Steven, do you ever watch The Bear?
Oh, my God.
I do. It gives me anxiety.
It gives everybody anxiety, but I have to imagine as a chef, it must freak you the blank out.
Yeah, it does.
I got so many questions for Steven.
Yeah, I know you do.
All right. Steven.
Write them all down, John.
Steven might not want to come next Thursday. Thank you for the good food, man. Big fan of your work, as I said. Before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
I'm Steven Spring Valley, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Lifeguards are lifesavers. Mm-hmm. We all know that.
Here's a headline I thought I'd never see. Lifeguards in Florida save the life of a white-tailed deer. What?
We have a job to do. We save lives, whether it's a human life or, you know, in this case, a deer.
I had never heard a deer before, and they yell. They yell loud. When I got out there, I thought Chase was the one screaming.
I was just talking to it, just, you know, like, it's all right, like, I'm here to help, like, calm down. There was also 2 sharks swimming out there the whole time. In my mind, I was telling myself, we're getting this deer in one way or the other.
Man, that's not what my mind would be saying.
I know. Wait,
there's sharks out here? Okay, they probably like venison. See you later.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the fire chief, he said it was the first time in 15 years that he had ever heard of a deer being saved in that area. So crazy.
I wonder how the deer got into the ocean.
I suppose I'm sure he ran into the ocean, honey. Maybe the deer was like, ooh, look, the surf looks good today.
I wonder. Hey, who knows?
I don't know.
What our lifeguards here have experienced. Yes, obviously they've saved countless humans, and thank you for that. But I wonder if they've ever had to experience something like that.
Well, we know that they've rescued seals. We know that they've rescued dogs.
I know they rescued Tammy years ago. We had the wonderful opportunity.
I was just talking about this with my husband.
Our friend Johnny, who I don't believe lives here anymore, he was a Del Mar lifeguard and invited us out to experience what he did for a living. And mm-hmm. it was one of the best days ever. We got to go on those cool lifeguard red boats.
Yes.
And just cruise around and bounce around the ocean. And I love, love, love the water. Tammy's a little more wary of the water. And
especially,
now I know why.
Especially the ocean.
And now I know why.
Okay.
I was in one boat piloted by a lifeguard. Tammy was in another boat next to us piloted by a lifeguard.
Now let me explain. These are the smaller boats that they use for rescue.
Yes, they're the lifeguard boats.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it was like, it was as if the ocean was showing off for us. Like dolphins even popped out and like were swimming next to us. Like welcoming us to the sea.
It was beautiful.
And I guess Tammy took it literally because the next thing I know, Tammy's not in the boat anymore.
Okay,
she's just gone. She's in the water.
Here's what happened. So Johnny and I are he's letting me drive this boat, and he's explaining how to work it, right?
Big mistake.
It had been a long time since I'd used a motor like that. Long time. And so we're going along, and he said, let's see if we can't beat John. So I start to hit the gas, and he says, okay, turn. And instead of turning the motor, I just turned the gas and spun us around and out the boat I went. And I'll tell you, the funny thing is Johnny was taking photos and video of this, and he got a shot of me right before I threw myself out on the boat. I'll share it on KSON and John and Tammy's Facebook page.
That's great.
But it's like, I'm like, woo-hoo-hoo, whoa, ah! Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, if you're going to fall off a boat, that was the perfect scenario in which to do so.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't as if there were two highly skilled Del Mar lifeguards right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait a second. Yes, there were.
Yeah.
And then there was this Tammy. Save me. Oh. Save me.
No, it was not that. I was freaking out. Freaking out.
Of course you fall out of the boat.
Of course.
Thank you, lifeguards. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Yeah, boo all you want, Nashville. Here's the truth. The WWE doesn't need a jelly roll. The WWE needs a Logan Paul. Hold up, hold up. You must not completely understand where you are, Logan Paul. You see, this is my hometown, Nashville, Tennessee.
So silly. I wish Jelly Roll would have some fun with this career of his.
Jelly Roll is going to enter the ring of the WWE, and his partner is going to be Randy Orton. They're going to be taking on Logan Paul and Drew McIntyre.
Okay, the first thing I thought when I saw this is Jelly's going to have to hit the gym, not because Jelly's out of shape, but Jelly needs to bulk up.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting so slim now. He's going to get his butt kicked.
Well, it just depends on how he has been working out when he's been losing that weight. If he's got weights in there, I mean, he's dropped a lot of weight, but he's looking really good.
He does. He looks really good. Healthy. He looks healthy.
And I think the WWE is made for Jelly Roll. I just love this. I
think
it's going to be so much fun.
Are you kidding me? Listen how much fun he's having in that clip. My hometown of Nashville, Tennessee! Logan Paul!
So WWE SummerSlam is going to star Jelly Roll. I can't wait for that.
What's this guy going to do next? I'm going to go and launch myself into space!
Maybe?
Jelly Roll on SpaceX! I wouldn't be surprised, would you?
Nope, not one bit.
Gonna host a cooking show on HGTV!
He can do whatever
using
he wants.
Only grains!
What?
I don't know. He's healthy now.
Here's Jelly Roll on KSON.